You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This morning, we caught a glimpse of a story where Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger are being interviewed. And is this a documentary or something that's out?
Yeah, I think it was Chelsea that wrote in. Said it's on Hulu. It's some sort of back and forth, I don't know, Q&A with those two clowns. And yeah, they're just, you know, talking about the greatest action heroes of all time. So they were talking about who would be on the action hero Mount Rushmore. So you would pick, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. Is there four or five faces up there?
Four.
Four faces.
So you got four heads on the mountain.
Of action superstars. Iconic superstars. And we're like, you know what? Let's steal this. Let's do it this morning. Who would you put up there?
So you got Arnold and Sly Stallone. And it's kind of hard to argue with those two. I mean, as cheesy as they are. I mean, action movies are often cheesy.
I mean, truly iconic people in the action industry when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
Truly, like the pinnacle.
And I think the thing when you're going to vote for something like this is you have to try to be objective about it. Like, I don't care for any Sylvester Stallone movies. They just don't do it for me. But I can't, like, just be, you know, stubborn and say, well, he shouldn't be up there. Yeah, he's a freaking action star.
I mean, billion-dollar action stars that are so recognizable. But, you know, I mean, we don't have to go that far back either. I mean, I feel like there's some iconic people nowadays that would go up there. You know, mainly Kung Fu Panda, I think, would probably. Or Wreck-It Ralph probably would be good up there as well. I mean, two iconic action stars. No, but really be thinking about that because there's some people nowadays that should probably go up there as well.
But the thing is, you only get four. And if it's a Mount Rushmore, personally, I don't think you put somebody who's just come along, let's say, in the last 10 years. I think a Mount Rushmore is to honor the people. Now, I think you could probably go back less than 2025.
Maybe.
But I don't think somebody who's just popped up in the last 5 years, they go on Mount Rushmore.
Maybe not unless you recognize they will have staying power, I think. Like, honestly, I was going to nominate a woman to go up there. I want Gal Gadot up there. I mean, she's Wonder Woman. She's been in the Justice League. She's been in a couple movies with The Rock, who should probably also go up there. And I feel like she has staying power. And
but you only get four.
I want her up there.
So are those your four?
No, I don't. I just know one right now. I just want one right now. I think The Rock probably is going to get some votes.
We're going to wipe the slate clean, and we're just going to see who the four need to be. And lines are full, so let's go to them right away. Beth, whose head is going up there?
Chuck Norris.
Oh, he should be all four of the heads, Beth.
Yes.
He'll chisel his own head out of the rock with his roundhouse kicks, too. Yeah,
I was like, you guys put Arnold and Sly up there. I'm like, come on, Chuck Norris.
Well, we're starting fresh. So number one is Chuck Norris up there. All right. I like
very
it, Beth.
Good. I got it written down. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, that opened up a line. So give
good.
Us a call. Here's Stephanie. Stephanie, who are you putting up there?
I agree with Jeremy. I think a woman should be up there, and I think it should be Angelina Jolie.
Oh, my God. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Or also Laura Croft, right?
Laura Croft as well. Okay, so Angelina. I like it.
Thank you for that vote. Have a great day.
Bye, Steph.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Hey, Michael, what do you think?
I am going to go with Matt Damon with, you know, because Jason Bourne.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
He'll be the first one to get bumped.
Well, probably. I was going to go with Angelina Jolie, but someone already took that.
I think Angelina could kick Matt Damon's butt.
Probably could.
Mike, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, buddy.
Bye, Mikey.
You too. Bye-bye.
You know what Matt I was saying? Before we go to Annika's call on this, he's talking about Matt Damon as Jason Bourne, because I was thinking, I mean, if you're going Mount Rushmore, action originally, you know, in the early days, it was spy type of stuff. And who's a bigger spy than James Bond? And who was the best Bond? I don't think it's a bad argument to put Sean Connery up there as like the action hero throughout an entire decade.
He was really good in The Rock with Nicolas Cage as well. Like, he was a bad mamma jamma in that.
Yeah, he's done some stuff.
Yeah,
but I mean,
for Red October.
James Bond alone. Talk about action hero. Here's Annika. Annika, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I'm going to go with Jason Statham and Jackie Chan.
Well, you get to pick one, so go with Statham.
Yeah, that's got to go there.
And he's a dreamboat, right?
You got to agree with that. He's not bad to look at.
He's a good-looking guy.
Good call. Annika, have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Annika.
You too. Thanks a bunch. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that opened up a line. Here's Carlin. Carlin, who you picking?
Well, now we got a bump.
I'm going with Jackie Chan.
So Jackie Chan would bump Matt Damon all day long.
Just because,
are we already just doing the bumping?
I'm ready to bump.
Life of acting, life of Kung Fu, and sharing that with the world and bringing everybody into that.
And mad stunts. I mean, that guy with the stunts and the way he choreographed his fight scenes.
And I'll tell you something else, Carlin, in the argument for Jackie Chan, because again, this is Mount Rushmore, so it's not who our favorites are. It's like who really like established. I think, isn't Jackie Chan like worldwide the most, like the biggest box office action star?
Oh, very well worldwide? Could be. Very well could be. I could see
I think he might be.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's an actual stat. I mean, I'll have to look it up.
Are we gonna,
Carlin, good call, buddy. Thank you.
Carlin, are we going to bump Matt Damon then for that?
I think Jackie bumps Matt Damon all day.
Right. Yeah, I already marked him out, actually.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Carlin. Have a great day, buddy. Appreciate you. So right now we got Chuck Norris, Angelina Jolie, Jackie Chan, and Jason Statham.
Okay.
Nadine, are we going to bump one of those? Who you got?
Well, good morning. I really am torn. I'm kind of on Team Gretchen with like either of the two Ryans. But I kind of also like the idea of Chris Pratt.
He is the new Captain Kirk.
I don't think he can bump any of these people, though. I mean, if he did, I think he'd bump Angelina Jolie, personally. But I don't think so. I don't think he's up
I'm thinking, yeah, Chris Pratt. Well, Chris Pratt, that's different. Okay. Yeah, I know. He's been in Jurassic Park and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
But is he on Mount Rushmore already?
And he's Super Mario Brothers' voice.
All right, if we're going to bump Angelina, though, can we put in Scarlett Johansson? Because she's way more of a badass.
I think Gal Gadot is more of a badass than Scarlett Johansson, but
well, I think again, if we're going back to if you're going to put a woman up there, I think you're putting Sigourney Weaver as Ripley from the Alien movies because she's the one who opened the door for all of them to follow her.
Did she do any other action movies besides Aliens, though?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Mm. I don't think Nadine any of you are going to make
it in like three movies.
She's Wonder Woman.
Well, she's been in like three
Justice
movies.
Justice League.
Nadine, I'm glad you called.
Thank
Have a
you,
great
Nadine.
Day, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
None of her stuck, did they? None of them.
I don't think so.
No.
Here's Kelly. Kelly, what do you think?
Samuel L. Jackson.
You know what?
I can't really argue.
Pretty
with that.
Good, Kelly. That's really good.
And again, if you're talking worldwide box office, because he's been in over 100 movies.
And you could chisel Mother Effer right underneath his, you know, his head.
I'm sorry. I would bump Jason Statham, put Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would almost bump Chuck Norris, but.
But he's the epitome of action
star. He is the epitome of action star. We could put Samuel L. Jackson up there. I'd be all right with that.
All right. So Jason Statham's out. Hey, I'm glad you called, Kelly. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kelly.
Bye, boys.
Bye.
All right. See you later. Then there's Eric. Hey, Eric, what do you think?
It's got to be Keanu Reeves.
Oh, John Wick, The Matrix, Bill and Ted.
Yeah, but
God, that's good too, man. Too
it's good, but I don't see I'd bump Angelina. I don't get the love for Angelina.
I would bump
Jolie.
Angelina and put Keanu up there, sadly.
But I don't think Keanu's going to stick overall, but we'll do it for now. Glad you called, Eric. Thanks for being on the show.
Good one. See you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So now we're at Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, Samuel L. Jackson, and Keanu
Gal Reeves. Gadot and is in the Israeli army in real life, you guys. I'm
get
pulling,
a load of this.
I'm fighting for
Arnold and Sylvester Stallone aren't even on our list right
still
now.
Still not up there, I know.
How do you not have Arnold Schwarzenegger on this list?
I don't know. I don't know.
No caller has mentioned him, though. Maybe it's because we've already made it sound like that. They're assumed. I don't know. Here's Chris. Chris, what do you think?
Good morning. What about Linda Hamilton?
Oh, Terminator 2.
Again, talk about opening the door for other women, right?
Correct. And I think, you know, up there, you got to Jamie Lee Curtis could be a contender.
These are not iconic action stars, though. Jamie Lee Curtis?
Well, Hamilton, and, you know,
she was
what
in
about,
True Lies.
Bruce yeah, Lee, but again, it's Mount. Nobody has mentioned Tom Cruise yet. Are you going with Linda Hamilton or Tom Cruise?
You got to pick one, Chris. I mean, if you put Linda next to Tom, I mean,
come on,
come on.
I'm gonna
just say
the
Tom.
Fifth on that one.
Just say Tom Cruise.
Just say it.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
I don't care for him either.
But you've got to be, you know, objective about it.
You got to
be
Switzerland.
Who you personally like.
I think Linda Hamilton is more
not
going to
bump any of these people already up.
No,
there.
You're out, Chris.
Sorry.
You had a chance. You had a chance.
You ruined it.
See you later.
See you later.
But now I did write Tom Cruise down because his name got mentioned.
Is he going to bump? He needs to bump somebody on that list.
He's got to bump Keanu as much as we love
him. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, there we go. We only have time for like a couple more. So we're going to have to go. We're going to do Renee, Justin, and Beth. And then we're, is that the same Beth who called a little while ago?
I don't know.
Here's Renee. Renee, who you got?
Harrison Ford.
Oh,
see, I was thinking.
Damn,
that's
good.
The original Indy. I mean, come on.
So what do we have? We have Chuck Norris, Tom Cruise, Jackie Chan, and Sam Jackson.
And Han Solo. I mean, he's an action star,
he's
too.
Bumping Samuel L. Jackson.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Indy.
Now, hold on a second.
Is he going to be up there with his Indiana Jones hat, too?
Yes.
I think so.
Yep. All right, I'll bump Samuel L. Jackson, but I do love him. Glad you called, Renee. Have a great day.
Bye, Renee. Good
you
one.
You, too.
Thank you. All right, so we got Justin and Kim. They are our last two votes. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, I just want to say it was blasphemy that Jeremy would say Chuck Norris out.
Listen, I didn't mean what I said, okay? It just slipped out.
I'm a little surprised.
Mm-hmm. I take it all back. Mm-hmm. I take it all back.
He even has a Chuck Norris t-shirt, so I can't believe he said that. Who are you picking?
I'm picking Vin Diesel.
Oh, he lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
I mean, come on. He's
Groot.
You've got to have Vin Diesel.
He's not good enough to bump the other four, though. That's the problem.
Would he bump?
I think he's good enough to bump Angelina.
Well, she's gone already.
Well, she's already gone.
Would he bump Chuck Norris? No. Would he bump Tom Cruise? No.
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 Tom Cruise is way more iconic than
Jackie
Vin Diesel.
Chan and Harrison Ford.
Maybe Jackie Chan.
I'm not going to put Vin Diesel over Harrison Ford.
Maybe Jackie Chan. You know, bump him.
But really,
worldwide, biggest action star in the world.
But Vin Diesel is part of a $1 billion Fast and Furious franchise, too.
Well, if we're basing it on dollars, I mean, that's different, too. Justin, we got to run. We're way over time.
See you, buddy.
We're going to let Kim get the last word. Kim, what do you think?
Well, I think somebody may have taken mine, but I say Tom Cruise.
It's already
on there.
Pick another one really quick. Pick another one really quick.
Oh, my gosh. I can't think of anybody right now because everybody has said all the ones.
No problem.
Yeah, they're good. Listen, Kim, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. So here's what you and I have to make a decision here, Cowboy.
All right.
We got Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, Harrison Ford, and Tom Cruise. But here's the thing. We've got Arnold and Sylvester Stallone, who are not on there, and they were the originals that that started this.
I'm not gonna monkey with this. This is a listener thing. I want the listeners to decide, and this is what they came up with. I'm not gonna monkey with it.
Because
I would bump somebody and put Gal on there still. So
the listeners kind of came up with it, but then we were the gatekeepers.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's pretty solid what they came up with.
All right, so here's what the listeners decided then: Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, Harrison Ford, and Tom Cruise.
Not bad. And thank you to the 500 people that texted. And we are not going to be able to reply, but thank you. We saw your votes.
We saw your votes. We love you. Thank you for making this so much fun for us. And now we have our own Dom and Jeremy Mount Rushmore of action stars.
Oh, how nice.